You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Earth Day Celebration. Earth Day is this Friday, April 22nd, but you can make Earth Day last all week long, or month long, or heck, year long, by finding ways to reduce, reuse, and recycle in your home. Start a garden if you haven't already done so. It's a great way to reduce your carbon footprint. In fact, I'm going to quote Michael Pollan from his 2008 article on Earth Day, and he said, "Measured against the problem we face, planting a garden sounds pretty benign, I know, but in fact, it's one of the most powerful things an individual can do to reduce your carbon footprint." Isn't that exciting? Well, you can also start a compost pile or a worm composting bin with kitchen and garden scraps. Just leave out the meat and dairy products. You can also reduce by finding a decorative use for something that would ordinarily end up in a landfill, like an old door or a window. The perfect example of this would be to build a solar food dehydrator, which not only reuses materials, but harnesses the power of the sun to help preserve your garden harvest. You can also plant drought-tolerant plants and plant trees to create shade and help retain moisture in your yard. Find an Earth Day event to attend by visiting earthday.org or search your local paper for events near you. And of course, you can find all kinds of information about starting a garden, composting, building a solar food dryer, and so much more at the website This Week Only. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at gardennerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.